got a real passion for this mission space. Going back to when I first came into the Department of Justice, just about 5 years ago, in September it'll be 5 years. Prior to that, I wasn't in the public sector. Most of my career was out in California, in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, a little bit more technology, product, and service, focused a little bit more entrepreneurial. Van Hitch, the CIO at the Department of Justice, offered me the opportunity to come in to help with the law enforcement, counterterrorism, homeland security, information sharing mission. I remember how I felt on 9/11, wanted to be a part of the solution, so I came in, and it's been a thread through my career at Justice, at OMB, and now here. So I really see this as an arc and something that, yeah, the opportunity to make a difference and contribute on this mission, something I feel passionate about.
Whenever you kind of move jobs, it's got to be like that's the same idea, because you had a pretty cool job at OMB doing the chief architect stuff. Now you're kind of still a chief architect, but I guess in a little bit of a different way, just so we're talking about something more specific. Let's talk about future plans. Well, you know, what do you hope to accomplish? What are some of your priorities maybe over the next, you know, 6 or 9 months, over the next year?
So we're talking about five things that really are what we're moving out on. Number one is strengthening governance, engagement, and alignment across ISC stakeholders. Really, it's about the mission partners. It's about getting them engaged and continuing that engagement and strengthening it and driving results for the front line. Number two is we're looking, the administration has asked me to refresh the national strategy for information sharing. The current national strategy dates back to 2007. It's a great document. It provides wonderful support for the good work that we're doing with the state, local, and tribal communities. We want to build on that, but we want to also sketch update it and sketch a target and vision for the information sharing environment and the strategies for realizing it. Number three is we want to build capacity through increased emphasis on agency-based centers of excellence. So this goes back to the mission partners, and a key role that we have is to helping to clarify and helping to, you know, align to be able to build that capacity. A great example of this is I was talking about the SBU networks. I had a coming-in hypothesis that there was a lot of overlap in the registered users across those SBU networks. Because of the analysis we've done, we've discovered that, no, there's immaterial overlap between those networks. Well, that helps clarify what's the target audience, who's using those networks now, how do we build on that to get more usage and greater interoperabilities. Number four is that we want to promote a culture of continuous improvement and innovation. Really, this comes back to being data-driven and how we manage the information sharing environment. And then lastly, we want to clarify and deepen relationships with other government-wide organizations and leaders. For example, OMB is a key mission partner for us. Was at OMB for almost 3 years. We have a very strong relationship with OMB right now. I think we can take that to the next level.
Let me go through a couple of them because I'm interested. Let me start with the National Strategy for Information Sharing. Obviously, as you said, last one in 2007, so not that old, but at the same time, things change very quickly. Timetable, give us a sense of how that's going to be done in terms of the refresh. Obviously, something in your office, but I'm sure it's a community-wide effort.
Absolutely. It's a government-wide effort. We're going to get into this in earnest just in the fall, as we ramp into that after Labor Day and into the fall. We'll be working through the interagency process, obviously, but also we want to make sure we're engaging the front line. We're going to be using open government techniques, building on what we did, for example, with the SBU networks, where we did the dialogue with the users. So we want to make sure that we're soliciting input as broadly as possible from the users of the information sharing environment.
You're going to put this on a wiki and let everyone comment on it?
We're working through that right now. I think that there's a lot of best practices that we've learned over the last year and a half of open government activity, or some of it I've been involved in from my old job at OMB. So we're going to look across those experiences to find out what's the most effective and efficient way to engage the front line.
You know, you got to check out Rob Carey, the Navy CIO, actually developed a policy using a wiki, and his experience has been very good. So I think that's a good maybe precursor for others. I'm speaking with Shemendra Paul, the program manager for the information sharing environment. What are we talking about when we say centers of excellence? We know what it means from a shared services perspective for HR, FM, but when you talk about centers of excellence, give us an example. Do some already exist?
Oh, yeah, a great example is I was just out at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI's CJIS, Criminal Justice Information Services, a division out in Clarksburg, West Virginia. So I was just there last week. I had a day and a half of really wonderful briefings, learning a lot about what they're doing. They are, in essence, a private cloud for the law enforcement community across this country, providing law enforcement and identity services broadly. They're clearly a center of excellence. We talked earlier about the Bureau of Justice Assistance, where the National SAR Initiative PMO is located. DHS, several, the NEAM program offices over there. That's, you know, a joint with DOJ and the state and locals, but that's hosted there. DHS INA, that's where the locus of Fusion Center activity is. So there's a variety of these centers of excellence, as I like to think of them, across the government that are taking the lead on building out aspects of the information sharing environment.
And finally, I want to talk about continuous improvement and innovation. We hear a lot about innovation throughout the government. People have innovation contests and innovation schemes, innovation ideas. Where do you see your biggest opportunity to innovate for that continuous improvement within the information sharing environment?
And it comes to standards-based innovation. Critical to how we're trying to build out the information sharing environment is standards on the interface. So all these different mission partners, federal, state, local, tribal, private sector, as they interconnect, and they can do it into a net-centric ISE through effective and robust interface standards. And the NSI is a great example of standards-based innovation. We have a NEAM-based functional standard encapsulates how do you share information as suspicious activity reports. Well, that functional standard is now being baked into products that industry, our partners in industry, are selling into the Fusion Center marketplace, right? And they're competing on analytics, they're competing on value-added features, not on the interface spec. That's standardized, so it's working.
You guys launched a new website. It seems like something that's happening quite often. Again, it feels like 1998 all over. Everyone's got a new website. Talk a little bit about how this website's maybe just a little different. What should people expect out of it?
I'm particularly happy with it because we're telling the information sharing story from the perspective of our mission partners. At the end of the day, it's the ISE is realized by investments our mission partners make and is made relevant by use by the front line.
And are you going to blog on it? I mean, that's the question everyone wants to know. Who's going to blog in the government? Are you going to join that crowd?
I am. I actually put my first blog post on the site to talk about my visit out to Clarksburg, West Virginia, to visit the FBI CGIS division. But we're going to really focus on getting our mission partners to use this. There's an idea called guest blogging. Well, most of the blog entries are going to be guest blogs from our different mission partners and hopefully over time from the front line also.